if you haven't already watched The Traitors on BBC, then you're massively missing out. It's basically a big dramatic murder mystery, right? So you have 22 strangers who compete in a series of missions for a chance to win 120 grand. But amongst the players lie the traitors, who meet in secret in the dark to decide who to eliminate from their fellow players known as the Faithfuls. And that's where Johnny comes into this. So Johnny Holloway has been one of my favourite contestants, I'll be honest. He was a really fun Faithful, stuck true to himself the whole way, and he's also ex-forces, what's not to love. So ahead of the final, we've got Johnny on the show. Johnny, thank you so much for joining us, mate. And after your banishment from the castle in episode 5, how are you feeling about the experience? How are you reflecting on it all at the minute?
Hello, thank you for having me. I love being on this radio station. I listen to it while serving in my career as well. So how am I finding being banished? It's been so surreal watching it all back on television. Obviously, the filming was done beforehand, so I've already processed it. And now I'm watching it back again with the dramatic music and the emotions. I'm just, watching it back. But, you know, I'm happy for what I've done, and I genuinely wouldn't change anything. You know, there's nothing I feel I could have done to change the narrative of that round table. It seems like they already had my name in their head. So I worry about things I can control, and I don't worry about things I can't control, in a sense of, you know, if there's nothing I can do about it, then I'm not going to focus on it too much. I'll worry about the things I can, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah, that seems like a good game plan. And I imagine you had pretty good training from the military background. For any of our troops who aren't familiar, can you just tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so I definitely felt that my military career has definitely taught me that resilience. And very much anyone can relate to this that served in the military, is whenever things were going really happy in there and the morale was really high, what does that tell you? You know, when you're on training exercises, that's normally when someone's throwing a spanner in the works. And so my mindset was forever like, this is great. I'm having a great time right now. What's going to change? And then Claudia walks in the room and you're like, okay, here we go. Here we go.
And were there any moments when you were at the round table in the castle, maybe doing one of the missions, that, I don't know, it took you straight back to your time serving? Did you feel any emotions in there that you thought, oh, like that's taken me straight back? Was there any of that at all?
100% for one mission in particular, and I'm sure anyone from a military background would recognize that catapult mission, as we would call it, a gun run. Yeah. So me and Harry were certainly in our element there. We knew what we were doing. And that's why I felt that I had to take lead in certain senses, especially, you know, there was a scenario where we had all the equipment on top of a sledge. We were trying to get it across this track, and it kept getting stuck in the ground. We were falling over. And I felt, okay, this is getting silly now. We need to do something. So definitely, that military sort of training definitely comes up when you least expect it. The army will always be there with you, giving you that support in the background of your brain. And that's one thing I love about my time served in the military, is it will always be there for me.
And I bet it was good having Harry with you, because, you know, he's also ex-army. Love Harry. How important was that? Because I imagine emotionally getting banished, it's really difficult, like a really tough one to process.
Yeah. Before that as well, the minute me and Harry both found out that we had connections with the military, it was just that look in each other's face like, uh-oh, this is a problem. And yeah, it was really hard, but I have nothing but respect for Harry. I was his age once, and I was his rank, exactly around the same age. So I definitely related to Harry, and I knew what would I do if I was 21 and I'd been given a task to do, a mission to do. With that military mindset, you're going to do it. So I respect him for what he did, and I don't hold any sort of grudge over him whatsoever. If anything, I think fair play. You're doing this terrifically.
And I just want to dive into the nitty-gritty of the show for a moment, like a little peel back the curtain sort of thing. Because obviously there's so much production that goes into these shows, but I'd love to know what it's actually like. So how long do these roundtable discussions actually go on for? Because it's made out in the programme, it's like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Is it longer?
when I'm in these sort of situations like this, I don't have a good concept of time. So I can't answer that question accurately. However, it felt like it went on forever. It felt like a good couple of hours, but it could have been 5 minutes for all I know, you know. But in my head, it feels like, oh my God, this is really worrying. This is nerve-wracking. Anything could happen any second. It could go south very quickly. So it does feel like a very long time, but it certainly goes on a lot longer than what you see.
I bet. And also, there's this thing, I don't know if you've been asked this before, there's this little thing where when it cuts to one of, I don't know, the traitors or the faithfuls, and you're talking about other contestants, it then jumps to the contestants in their room, like Andrew was there lifting weights, working on his biceps. I don't know, you have someone like Ash who's there with cucumbers on, like just relaxing. How does that work? Are you told to just like go into a room and just do something?
As you can imagine, these are all things that we would be doing. Andrew doing weights in his room, no surprise there. Who doesn't have a bath? It has to come across in a certain way for the television, but it's still very natural scenario of what you're seeing. If that makes sense.
Because I did read this week that you don't actually stay there. You stay somewhere else and then go back again.
Really? I don't know. Oh, my brain's playing up here.
What I will say is we're kept in our own room. We're not allowed to leave that room and mix with any other players. So the only time we have conversation with any other players is when the cameras are rolling. And that is 100% true.
Wow.
Okay. So what you see is what you get in terms of our relationships. There's no chats that you miss out on.
We'll take that.
We'll take that. Yeah. We'll take that.
Yeah, I'm reading take between the lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know what you're saying. Now, the big question. You know these people, or at least the side that they're showing you. Based off what you've seen, what you're still seeing, who's going to win?
Ooh,
we deliberately didn't say who do you want to win because we probably know the answer to that question.
I would know the answer, but again, cool, my brain's terrible. I don't know 100% who wins.
He says.
However,
I was Team Faithful, so I would like the Faithfuls to win. Do I have a biased opinion on Harry because he's ex-military and I do get on well with him? Yeah, so I would love them all to win if I had it my way, but what can you do?
Would you do it again?
100%.
Amazing.
Would I change anything? I don't think I would because, like I said, I was being myself and I don't think I would be much different to how I was if I went in again. As much as I would want to be, I think it would just be like, oh, he's out on episode 4 now. Good try, Johnny.
Yeah.
Would you do any other reality TV shows?
You've got the cube Ooh. Written all over you, I reckon.
Oh, great shout.
The cube.
Is that even still going?
How's that for a compliment?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Oh, thank you so much. I'll put that on my CV. So I don't actually, me personally, I don't watch much television. I do in the sense of I'm quite old school. I love my old school British comedies. But The Traitors is the only thing I've been watching. I said, oh, yeah, it's because you're on it. But obviously I had to watch series. Well, I didn't have to watch it. I chose to watch it. And I genuinely enjoyed it. I love psychological thrillers and things like that. So anything outside of it, I don't know too much what's going on because I'm living in a TARDIS back in time watching all the old shows for some reason. I always have done.
We'll put you down for Supermarket Sweep then.
Supermarket Sweep, yeah. I'll just nod my head if I don't know the word.
Wicked. Johnny, thanks so much for your time. And yeah, enjoy the rest of the series.
Thanks chatting with me, guys.
Appreciate
thanks
that.
So much.